I'm here. Barry's here.
Hello.
Welsh Dave's here.
Hello.
Barry, what did you think of the show today?
It was okay. I thought it would be a struggle because after we did the show last night and then we're back in, within 11 hours. Mm. But yeah, it was good.
Well,
good guests. John Parrott was good. Franny Benali was good. Yeah. Justin Moorhouse was not good. Mm. He was a bad, bad man.
You are, I mean, woeful at guest the attendant. I mean, like,
spoiler
so
alert.
Bad.
Minor spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Who will win guest the attendant? Find out in the best bits of today's show. Good morning, welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is Talk Sport. My name is Max Rush. Alongside me, the Guardian journalist. He's not as fat as he sounds, Barry Glendenning. Hello, Barry, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Max.
It's lovely to see you.
Yes, it's been a while. That's, 11 hours?
Since we last saw each other?
Yep.
We've had some positive. Tony Woods has enjoyed last night's show. Are you taking over from two mics or Danny Kelly as permanent standby? Is Barry the new Porky Parry?
Oh, God.
Spat the Badger says, I'm a chronic insomniac and I fell asleep after about 20 minutes for the first time in years. The fat sounding guy has a soothing voice.
Oh, that's nice. Delighted to hear it.
It
was interesting, actually, going home from doing a late night show.
Yeah.
Is a lot different going home from doing the morning show because it's so many drunk people. Mm. Near Waterloo Station, I encountered a very drunk man with his trousers rolled up to his knees.
Okay, it was the better way round. When he started with trousers rolled, better up than down.
Pulling on a little trolley, giant amp, like speaker, playing hip-hop at a level that was ridiculously loud for that hour of night.
Hang on. Was the trolley kind of quite... It was quite wide and it looked like a big suitcase.
Yes.
Because I was walking down the South Bank at about 4 p.m. and he was there.
Right. Well,
so he'd had a long day of pushing the hip hop.
I was there. He was sort of dancing to the music and giving everyone who walked past flipping them the bird.
Okay, we are live on Facebook.
Oh yeah. So yeah, that was quite interesting. And then there was lots of really really drunk people on the tube. I mean, I know what I just don't tend to be out.
At that time,
and about at that time on a Saturday night these days, I've forgotten what it's like.
I saw a great fight on the South Bank yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't see the start of it. It was by that pub, just at the south of Blackfriars Bridge.
Right.
It's called Doggett's. And outside, and I think alcohol had been taken. And all I saw was a man say to a woman, "You frat!" And that's a rude word, right? And she did not take kindly to this. And she went, "You," and then the two worst words put together, right?
Ooh.
And then there was a lot of, "Leave it, Janine.
He's not worth it.
There was a lot of that. And then they sort of got pulled apart. And then she was like, "Yeah, I'm cool. I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine." I went, yeah, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. I'm totally fine. So everyone let her go. But
she
wasn't fine. She was not fine. And
textbook.
Then she ran round the side. And you know when someone's really angry, their head goes to 90 degrees to the side. And she went, we were watching from the bridge. We went a safe distance away and then stopped to watch like a lot of people. She went, "I heard you because I am not bleeping deaf." Right, and then she said, she sort of went menacingly. It whispered, but whispered really loudly. You know, like that the Geordie guy on Amazing Spaces, who's like, "It's an amazing space," and he's really loud, but he's whispering. She went, "I will find you,"
but he's there in front of her.
Well, this is a very good point. As I said, I believe alcohol being taken. "I will find you." Anyway, it was really entertaining. Do you want the agenda for today?
Yep.
Is it
different to the agenda from last night? Because we didn't really have an agenda last night.
It was a bit of a
laissez-faire.
What we've got to remember is not everybody listening now would be listening between 10 and midnight last night.
Yeah. Ideally, none of them would have. And we could just play a recording of that show and go home.
Oh, I see. I just thought you meant for quality control. Anyway, look, here's how the show works. If you've never listened before, welcome along. We have a 10-point agenda on the show. If we achieve it, well done us. And if we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing really matters. Point one, we discuss excessive celebrations. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review is here. I have many notes. Point three, we'll find out what Alan McInally is wearing and get today's odds from BetSafe. Point four, we speak to the second best bend runner in British athletic history after John Regis. Point five, we'll find out if a Southampton legend has more tellies than David O'Leary. We may have found this out already, but we can't remember. Point six, Ian Culverhouse. Point seven, John Parrott's on to talk Everton. Point eight, guess the attendance. Today, it's Glendenning versus Morehouse. Expect pure filth from Morehouse. Point nine, I make a list of things you accidentally kicked in the dark. The tenth point does not exist anymore. I'm still not allowed to tell you about it. The text topics, if you're interested, Barry, are as follows. One, in the middle of the night, I got up because I have to get up in the middle of the night every night now, which I'm a bit young for that, but I've been to the doctor and he says it's okay.
You said to me yesterday that you usually have to get up twice.
Sometimes.
That sounds very worrying.
Yeah, I know.
I can usually get away without having to get up at all. I'm older than you.
And once I think about it, I've got to go. Anyway, the missus had left what can only says War and Peace, hardback, at the top of the stairs, and I booted it down the stairs in the dark. And big toe. It went over the wall. It was a dipping free kick. Oh. It was Sigurdsson style. It was a Marcus Alonso. So just a list of things you've accidentally kicked in the night.
So did you have words with the person who left the book at the top of the stairs?
No. Sam
Phillips. Has it crossed your mind yet that
she did it intentionally?
She did it intentionally because she's going away today for a couple of weeks, isn't
mm-hmm,
she?
She is, yeah.
And you spent what should have been your last night together for a while
mm-hmm.
with me.
I did,
in
yes.
here.
Yes.
Which I imagine probably didn't go down tremendously well.
She didn't mind. She didn't.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I didn't wake her up because it was too late, wasn't it? Here's a list. So the list, do you want the list so far?
Well, can I just give you mine?
Yeah.
Once while staying with friends of an ex-girlfriend, we were coming home from the pub. It was really hot, barefoot.
Yeah.
And I stubbed my toe. I was wearing sandals. I stubbed my toe off a bit of sticky up curb.
Ooh.
But it was so painful that I couldn't wear a shoe on that foot the next day. And I actually think I broke my big toe, but didn't get it treated properly because it gives me aggravation to this day.
I'll add it to the list, curb. Darker says, does standing on a frog with your bare feet count? I don't know if it was dead when I stood on it. I tell myself it was. Gabriel says, coming home for a night out on holiday, I saw a shape I thought was a ball. Turned out to be a neighbour's chicken. Gin, dumbbell this morning, cat, a lamp, a frog, a hedgehog twice. If you can add to that list, Danny says, I kicked a hedgehog once by accident in the dark on the way back from the pub. It was okay, but went into a ball and rolled a bit. It was fine. The other thing is excessive celebrations. As you see, Jurgen Klopp, we'll get onto this in the Premier League review, basically celebrating that win at Stoke like Liverpool had won the Champions League.
Yeah.
And Firmino's got booked because he ripped his shirt off and showed off those lovely tattoos again. He's been booked, what is it, seven times? Seven times in the last 4 years for excessive celebration. You'd think he'd worked it out now. So just look, your stories of excessive celebrations. Do you want a couple?
Did you see, is it Kouyaté scored for West Ham yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
And he got booked for excessive celebration because he ran to the crowd. And I'm just wondering, was it for excessive celebration or time wasting? Because it takes so long to run to the crowd at West Ham these days.
A bit of both. Could have got two yellows,
yeah.
Couldn't he? Michael says, I once drunkenly ran up to a traffic cone in Stoke in celebration and kicked it as hard as I could. It was full of sand. Couldn't walk properly for months. Michael says, my friend jumped in a wheelie bin after that Aguero goal versus QPR. It wasn't his wheelie bin either. Thanks to Katie, says, I'm still listening, lads. How sad is that, Katie and Hull, up the Tigers. So keep them coming, please. 8-89 on the text. If you've got a really good story, 08717-22-3344. Tony says, rather than how many toilets, you could ask footballers who are nice how many times they have to get up in the night. That's quite a good question. Right, we'll be back in a second. Premier League review is next.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
On Facebook, Ryan says, in terms of over-excessive celebrations, on Friday I finished 12 days of work without a day off. I celebrated by buying 3 beers for an 8-minute train journey home.
8 minutes.
Phil says, it's a lot of protein, Barry. You don't seem that energised by it. He says, so he takes that back. He just saw you dancing for that music. All right, let's start at White Hart Lane, shall we? Spurs 4, Watford 0, put the pressure on Chelsea. My first note, Barry, just says, Vincent Janssen, how do you feel?
How does he feel?
No, how do you feel?
How do I feel?
How do you feel about Vincent?
I have to say, you could hook me up to all sorts of heart monitors and pulse measuring machines. Show me a picture of Vincent Janssen and there wouldn't be a flicker. But I kind of feel sorry for the guy because he's yet another example. Occasionally, you know, you get good players who move here from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. And then other times, guys who've come over from the Netherlands play here just doesn't work out for them. There's been quite a few examples and he's the latest.
But you judge after 2 seasons, you should, not 1. Like his touch for Son's goal in midweek at Swansea was excellent and that was crucial. And, you know, I do like a cliche, but when it's not going for you, the one that hits his thigh and just lobs up onto the bar, it was quite... I did, in his poor face. You know, he just has that kind of, it's just never going to work face, does it? It's just never going to happen face. But it didn't really matter to Spurs, did he? Do you have any notes you want to share?
Not really, not many on this guy. I just thought Son's little hug with Pochettino as he went off, and he nestled his head in his shoulder and kind of left it there for ages. I thought that was very touching.
How much time do you think they spend practicing the handshake? And is that good because it means they're not just playing computer games?
I hope it's not valuable training time. Mm. You know, if the 7 points is as a result of them practicing handshakes instead of, say, defending corners or something, that would be rather annoying for Spurs.
I have a question here. Is Kieran Trippier the second best right back in the Premier League?
I think he might be.
Got a thumbs up from behind the glass.
He's not far off it, is he? He was brilliant yesterday. He's had very limited opportunities. He quite created 5 different scoring opportunities yesterday. And when he was at Burnley in the Championship, I think the first time they came up a few years ago, he had a ridiculous number of assists.
Did he?
Yeah, all crosses from the right.
Can Pochettino play...
It was something like 16, 18 assists over the course of the season.
Can Pochettino play 2 right wing-backs? Tricky.
Would be a bit...
Steve from Belfast says, up for a pee one night, accidentally stood on escaped hamster Theo Snelders, named after the legendary Aberdeen keeper. Found him under the sofa next in the morning. No injuries. Actually, I quite like animals you've named after sports stars. Maybe we'll go with that next week. I've got nothing. Oh, lovely flick from Christian Eriksen I've got there. Let's go to Bournemouth-Chelsea. The commentator, right? I'm not sure who it was. He started calling David Luiz David Luiz. Is everyone doing that now? Or was that just here? And then everything happened. David Luiz was doing everything.
But last night's newsreader, remember, was calling, or sports guy was calling Eden Hazard Eden Hazard.
No, he didn't give him his first name. So he just called him Hazard.
I haven't heard this Luiz thing. I didn't know.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was trying to really... I mean, I know it's probably the correct pronunciation, given that's how a Brazilian would say it. But
I don't think we've seen enough vintage Luiz this season and his wild slash that almost went into his own goal, except for the fact that Thibaut Courtois pulled off an amazing save to keep it out. That was slightly disappointing because he's been far too good this season, Luiz. I think his many detractors have been very disappointed in it. If that had gone into his own net.
Hazard... Rounding the keeper was a thing of beauty and was not dissimilar, although not exactly the same as Hoddle versus Watford 87, where he feigned to shoot and the keeper just basically collapsed. I thought that was a thing of glory. And I'd just like to remind everybody that Josh King is Norwegian.
I actually have a note here.
Yeah.
Is Josh King the least foreigner in the Premier League? Because his name doesn't sound foreign.
He doesn't play like a foreigner, does he?
He doesn't play like a foreigner. He doesn't look particularly foreign and he doesn't even sound foreign.
No.
How long has he been here?
Don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
Last week I was doing a lot of research on Josh King's Norwegianness.
Was he born in Norway and then moved here at a very young age? Or
definitely born in Oslo.
Right.
I remember that.
Good for him.
Hmm. Anyway.
It's very expensive in Oslo. I'd say he moved over here because he discovered it was up to £12 for a pint of lager in Oslo.
And Stoke 1, Liverpool 2. Do you reckon Arnautovic is out on the town every night? I've just got a feeling.
Why?
I don't know. Just got that. I'm not. You know, he's clearly a good footballer. I'm not. There's nothing to do with performances. There's just a look about him. I reckon he's out on the town.
You know, you're traducing his reputation here. It might not be true. He could live like a monk.
He could. I love the fact that Shaqiri. Well, it's sad that he's been out since January. But I just wrote Shaqiri calves, and then the commentator said he's been out since January with a calf problem. If you haven't,
too big.
They're just too big. Like they got to a stage where Jordan Shaqiri's calves were too big for his body, or there's like a FIFA rule that Keith Stroud won't remember, that your calves can't be twice the size of your thighs. But lovely to see him on the pitch because he's a glorious footballer.
Yeah, a lot of Liverpool fans very worried when they saw that starting lineup missing their front four or five, missing the front four players, but they showed remarkable resilience and Jurgen Klopp was clearly very pleased.
Joshua Christian Kojo King, born in Oslo to a Gambian father and a Norwegian mother, moved to the UK in 2008.
So not that long ago.
No. Do you think Klopp was a bit over the top of that celebration? I know he needed the win and Mignolet made two amazing saves in that game. But I just wondered.
Well,
I know he likes to do that.
You're allowed to be happy, you know. So there was people criticising Jesse Lingard for doing a silly dance.
Right. It's a weird. When
well,
you're
unless
saying
you're
people
top of the league, you're not allowed to be happy
ever.
No,
I don't know what the relative celebration should be. I mean, I generally encourage people
it
to be happy.
It was a good win. Okay. You know, it's a game they could easily have lost. And the kind of game they have lost quite regularly this season.
Man City 3, Hull 1. Do you want my two headlines?
Yep.
What a calamity, El Mohammedi. Good? Not good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Fabian Delph delfed the knockout blow.
No.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Bless you. Anything to add?
Just that sneeze. Okay. David Silva's 300th game for Manchester City.
Yeah.
Raheem Sterling, excellent. And why is Hull's form, away form, so poor? I mean, I know you're not in familiar surroundings and the crowd is partisan and all that, but it can't excuse such awful away form when you compare their remarkable home form. They haven't lost at home, I think, since Boxing Day or St. Stephen's Day, to any Irish people who are going to get upset with me. Ultimately, you're still playing on a rectangle of grass with a goal on each end. It's not that different to
it. Are you saying Silva out?
Oh, God, no. He's fantastic. I reckon he will leave, but I'm not saying he should leave.
Eden Rees says, can you please tell the rest of the footballing world to pronounce Eden Hazard like the Garden of Eden and not Eden? It really annoys me being a fellow human named Eden.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Quick down to Culver House. Barry, how are you?
Very well.
It's cracked on with Culver House. Okay. No time for Scar. Here we go.
There's always time for scare.
Yeah, no, you're right. Mike Whitlow.
Steve Froggatt.
Bob Boulder.
Timothy Atuba.
Lars Bohinen.
Goodney Bergson.
Eric Edmund.
Steve Sedgley.
Moussa Saib.
Neil Madison.
Jeremy Goss.
Jed Brannan.
No Pamaro.
Gary Charles.
Mickey Ginn.
Ian Bishop.
Ian Olney.
Ian Ormondroyd.
Paul Goddard.
Ian Brightwell.
Paul Musselwhite.
Ian Butterworth.
Rhys Wilmot.
Ian Culverhouse.
Oh, well done.
I Ian'd you into submission.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendenning. We are here till 1 in the afternoon. Then it's Mark Saggers with Sunday Exclusive Live and exclusive national radio commentary of Sunderland versus Manchester United. Barry's charity bet is Sunderland to win, and McAnally gave him 20-1. In just a moment, we are going to find out if Francis Benali is nice. We know he's nice. But just some reaction to Culverhouse, Barry. Steve in Shipston. Morning, Max and Barry. That game of Culverhouse was the most exciting thing since Tom Brady's overtime drive in Super Bowl 51 in early February. Paul McCann, edge of the seat, ebbing and flowing game of Culverhouse. Max Rushton, the Bishop Olney Ormondroyd spell lifted the game to an elite level. Joshua says, Max, you peaked far too early with Bob Boulder. Tried to dig yourself out of the hole with Mickey Ginn. Easy win for Barry. David says, poor performance, Max, especially as Barry is clearly drunk. Chris says, Barry showboating with Neil Madison, then over-celebrating, disrespecting Max.
I didn't pull my shirt off to reveal a tattoo.
That says blessed on your chest. Cole, brilliant by Barry. That is league title form. Glenn says, quick fiery in Culverhouse has left me emotionally drained. Michael says, Barry needs a more nuanced opening move. You're not in Offaly now. Michael Smith, surely a new Ian rule for Barry Glendenning. Shameful. Joe, Max was on the ropes. I thought Paul Goddard was good enough to break out, but Barry was ruthless. Good game, fellas. Rolo, great use of Mike Whitlow to start off today's game of Culverhouse. Chris says, that game of Culverhouse, Barry, you had Max on the ropes and clinically took him apart. Well played. Quibby says, I think I've got this. You can only use a certain number of Ians. Grant says, Culverhouse becoming the new Borg McEnroe or even Federer Nadal. Michael says, what are the rules to Culverhouse? Or is that the point? Glenn says, time to turn off TalkSport. Don't understand that crazy Culverhouse game. Oh, look, thanks so much for all that feedback. Let's do Footballers on Ice. Today's competitor is Francis Benali, Southampton legend. How are you, Franny?
Hey, Max. Hey, Barry. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
Now, we did a show last night between 10 and midnight.
I'm sure Francis was listening.
You're obviously listening, Francis. And we basically, the phone-in we sort of did is, like, who are you? What are you doing? There's plenty of other sport you could be watching or listening to instead of us. And we had a nice caller who was a big fan of the show. So we spent about half an hour trying to work out between the three of us if you'd done this feature before, and none of us could remember.
I'm certain you haven't, Franny. Max thinks you have. And
I've got a feeling, guys, I've been on and done something before, but it was a long time ago.
I think you were on. It was one of those times where you were waging war on your own body for charity by running 100 miles a day and then cycling up a mountain or something. And I think you were publicising that. But I don't think we've ever asked you these difficult questions. But
oh, well, that should be an interesting
if,
one.
If none of us can remember, I wouldn't imagine many of the listeners will either. So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, let's crack on, Franny. Okay, then we start with asking this question, which is slightly redundant on you, given how well publicised and how much amazing charity work you've done. But, Francis Benali, I officially have to check with you. Are you nice?
Of course.
Have you ever done anything nice? Anything? Any charity work, maybe?
One or two things recently in the last few years. I mean, we've, you know, as players at Southampton over the years, we're always very active in the community, and I was club captain for a long time. So, you know, we saw that as an important role as players at the time, but I've tried to continue that and take it on to another level with the recent challenges I've done for charity. But, you know, one or two opponents over the years might have questioned my nice ability factor when we faced one another on the pitch.
Have you any more grueling missions for charity in the pipeline? Or
I'm still giving the body a little bit of a rest. I did a little run yesterday, which was nice in the sun. Although I found it quite tough with my fitness levels and the pace I was trying to run at. But maybe next year. But I am having a fundraising gala ball in May this year at St Mary's, which should be another fundraising push for cancer research.
And just remind us how much you've raised so far.
It's around about £500,000, Max, from the two challenges. So I'm hoping with the generosity of a local motor dealership that have given us a car to raffle for this dinner we're having in May, that will help raise a huge amount of money here for the charity as well. So that should push us through £500,000.
Amazing. Amazing achievement. Well done to you, and I'll have a ticket, please, because I could sell the car. right, let's crack on with these questions then, Francis Benali. Question one. If Barry and I were to come around for dinner, what would you cook for us?
Oh, guys, listen, anyone that knows me knows I'm not a cook. I'm pretty lazy in that midfield, I'm afraid. So it would have to be beans on toast or we'd have to get a takeaway.
Ooh, it's a terrible start, but it's okay.
If you were coming to our house for dinner, Fran, and we asked if there was anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
It wouldn't be anything, Barry. I am a treat to cook for, I promise. I'd eat anything and everything. I love food. I'm a good eater, but not a good cook, I'm afraid.
Yeah. Oh, you don't really have a choice. If you can't cook anything, you can't complain, can you? Francis, do you do your own laundry?
I put it in the basket.
Oh, and it gets done magically.
The on ever again. Yeah, oh.
The laundry fairies come in the middle of the night and do it for you. when did you last take public transport, Franny, like a bus or maybe a train?
It would have been a train coming up to the studios to join you guys at some stage. Yeah, I think I jumped on the train up to Waterloo to come up to TalkSport HQ to cover a game a few weeks ago.
What's your favourite insect?
Oh, a bee.
That's nice.
Do you own a onesie, Franny?
That's my favourite 5 seconds of the show so far. Can we clip that up, please? Put it in a trail. Stick it in the middle of drive. Then they'll all flock to us.
Do you own a onesie, Franny? And if so, do you wear it?
No and no.
Francis Spinali, what's your favourite cheese?
Brie.
Okay. Right.
Love Brie.
You're on death row, Franny. Which is a shame, but there you go. 1 hour to go. Which TV show would you settle down to watch?
There's so many good. There's a lot of bad, isn't there? It'd have to be Saints winning a game.
Oh, okay. Any particular game, or you just want a Southampton victory?
A Southampton victory. Oh, I'll tell you what I've really been enjoying recently is the. The SAS Who Dares Wins program.
Oh, that's a good one, isn't it?
The ex-Special Force boys.
You know when they go...
People through their paces.
Yeah, when they go, do you want to give up? And they go, no staff. And you're sitting like with a beer on your sofa going, yes, I would love to give up right now. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, what would it be?
A mango.
Okay.
Oh, good. I don't think anyone's gone for the mango before.
No, you can have all the mangoes.
Underrated fruit. How many toilets do you have in your home, Franny?
Sounds like a lot.
Five.
Okay. That's sort of Europa League form, isn't it? You need four more to get to the top of the league table, Francis, if you want that. Just have a urinal put in your house. That'd be nice. Francis,
when we bought the house, guys, we did actually have a bidet in the corner of the bedroom.
What? Really?
Yeah. It didn't stay there, I must admit.
In the bedroom?
That came out. Yeah, we've knocked the house around a little, but we now live in an Art Deco box, which is built in the 20s or 30s, so we've refurbished it a little bit. But when we bought it, there was a bidet actually in the corner of the bedroom, opposite the bed.
Pal of mine bought a house that had a leather wall in one bedroom. Now, we used to call it like hit the sex wall. But he got rid of it, which I thought was an awful shame. But this is now even more weird.
Who needs to clean that part so urgently they can't go to the bathroom? That's the question. Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary, who once proudly boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11?
Oh, no way. Nowhere near that many. No.
Could you give us a number?
Five.
Okay, fine.
What kind of pant do you prefer, Franny? Tight, loose, boxer, jockey, commando like John Hartson and Perry Groves?
Oh, Grovesy. Trust your Grovesy to say commando. I'm a boxer man.
Okay. Right. Are you better looking than the former West Brom defender Jonas Olsen?
I'm not good looking at all. Sort of maybe improved my looks by getting rid of the moustache many years ago. But
now you've got better with age. Definitely got better with age. Sort of dapper now. But you're saying no to that. That's fine.
No.
Okay. Fine.
Do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, famously fragrant Manchester United midfielder?
No, I do smell good. Ooh. Not when I'm running, I must admit. But okay. I like a fragrance and an aftershave. So yeah, I smell pretty good.
And finally, Francis Spinali, are you nicer than Portsmouth legend Linvoy Primus?
Oh, no. Linvoy's an amazing guy, isn't he? No, I doubt whether anybody is as nice as Lindboy, but I'm not too bad. I like to think I'm pretty caring and generous. Yeah. But Lindboy's a special man.
Well, we won't be coming over for dinner, but you are a lovely man, Francis. And thank you so much for taking part.
Cheers, guys. You take care. Have a good day.
Top man. Good luck with your gala dinner.
Yes, absolutely. We'll come along if you don't have enough people that you really want to invite. Francis Benali there. 5 TVs, 5 toilets. Got rid of the bidet by the bed. Good afternoon. You are listening to The Warm-Up on TalkSport. Max Rushton, Barry Glendenning here until 1. Quibi writes, prepare for the equivalent of the Battle of Santiago. Hashtag guess the attendance. It's a big game for you versus Justin Morehouse coming out.
I'm the West Ham of guess the attendance. I've got a 5-match losing streak.
Yeah, you've had a terrible record, haven't you? How are you going to rectify that?
I don't know. Our confidence is shattered. I'm second guessing my guesses, second and third guessing my guesses, and in a guessing game, that's really not good. I'm just going to have to try and galvanise myself.
You just listen to
the little man inside me and go with my gut.
You just need one to go in off your backside or something,
basically,
you? And then
yeah,
you'll be okay.
Yeah.
So coming up, I'm just a second guess the attendance. Before that, TalkSport. We'll have commentary of all the games in the Champions League. Borussia Dortmund, Monaco is on TalkSport 2 on Tuesday. Juventus, Barca on TalkSport. On Wednesday, TalkSport has commentary of Atletico Madrid versus Leicester City. And TalkSport 2, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid. Paul Merson, the excellent Paul Merson from the excellent Fantasy Football Club on the excellent Sky Sports, Barry, seems to think that Atletico Madrid is a bad draw for Leicester City because they're basically a better version of Leicester City.
100% correct. They're a horrible, nasty spoiler team, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. And yeah, they are a better version of Leicester than Leicester are. You never know. Leicester might beat them, but Atletico Madrid, they drew with Real yesterday. Antoine Griezmann got a late equaliser.
Yeah, that's right.
I would agree with Merce on that one, yeah. And there are plenty of things he says that I wouldn't agree with, but I would certainly agree with that.
Give me a score prediction.
Leicester Atletico?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In Madrid.
I'll go 2-1 Atletico.
I was going to do that too. Bayern, Real Madrid. It's tricky for Bayern because the season sort of finishes in January, doesn't it?
And Bayern, I don't think it has this year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think they've run away with the league to quite such an extent. I'll say Bayern. I fancy Bayern over 2 legs. And I'll go 2-0.
Okay. I'll do that too. Juventus, Barcelona.
I'll be honest, I don't watch a whole lot of Italian football, so I don't see Juventus play very often. I don't know what the quality of their opposition is like in Serie A. I think after their heroics against PSG, Barcelona, that might have been their cup final. I'm going to go with Juventus to win this, but not with any confidence.
I agree with you. And Borussia Dortmund, Monaco?
Thomas Tuchel's the manager of Borussia Dortmund now. Monaco are a very exciting team to watch. I think they could win the whole tournament, actually.
Do you really?
I think they could be the first French team to show a bit of backbone and go all the way in this tournament. So I fancy them get past Borussia Dortmund.
Me too. Okay, then. Tuesday, Borussia Dortmund, Monaco, TalkSport 2. Juve, Barca on TalkSport. Wednesday, TalkSport has Atletico Madrid, Leicester. And TalkSport 2, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid. But that competition pales into insignificance when you compare it to guess the attendance. Today's competitors, top journalist Barry Glendenning and top comedian Justin Morehouse. Hi, Justin.
Hi.
Are you at the Stadium of Light, Justin?
I am, yes.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm in a queue. A bit bored.
In a queue for what?
Got to collect my tickets.
Okay. Have you heard De Gea's out?
So Fellaini's a captain.
Fellaini's a captain, yeah.
The whole world's gone mad.
Brexit, mate.
Are you going for a goalless draw? You want a 0-0?
Well, that's exactly done, isn't it?
Would you snap my hand off for a 0-0 if I gave it to you right now?
No, I'm going for a humdinger, 5-1.
Okay. Well, look, to the matter in hand, I was thinking about changing the rules, but we're going to go
By the way, did you see Glenn Denning's drunken rant on Twitter?
What?
The other day. Lost it, mate. Glenn Denning lost it. Accused me of all sorts. Badly spelled tweets.
Was it all in caps lock?
His old cap syntax was all over the place.
Well, that's what this game means to him.
My confidence is on the... I'm on the floor, Justin. I'm losing the plot.
Okay, well, here we go. Here we go. We'll start in League One. Bury versus Bradford. A 2-0 win for Bradford City. Refereed by Trevor Kettle. Of course it was.
Yeah.
But how many people were at Gig Lane, if that's where Bury still play football? Yeah. Justin.
Me. 2,850.
Barry.
I've got 2,250.
5,268. 1-0 to Justin Morehouse.
See, I thought... correct me if I'm wrong. Bury is up around his neck of the woods. I thought he'd be better informed.
Well, he may lulled you, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's a clever player. To Elland Road. To Elland Road. Leeds United, 3-0 win over Preston. They're 5 points, in the playoffs by 5 points. Fulham chasing them, but they should get there. Gary Monk's done a fantastic job. But how many were at Elland Road, Barry?
Got to go 31,118.
Justin?
32,400.
Say that one more time.
32,400.
32,400. It was 31,851. I think that's Justin, isn't it? I think it is by 100 or so. Oh, I'll give it to you. Matt. I did maths A-level a long time ago. 2-0 up, Justin. Come on, Barry. Into the Vanarama National. North Ferriby United 2, Boreham Wood 4. How many were there, Justin Morehouse?
812.
812, says Justin. Barry?
I think he's overshot there. I'm going to go... 511.
357. It's 2-1. This could be an amazing comeback. This could be like Istanbul. Imagine it. All right. Okay. Let's go into League 2. Cambridge United 3, Leighton Orient 0. Knocking on the door of the playoffs. But how many were there to see Luke Berry score his 200th goal of the season? Justin Morehouse. Oh, no, Barry, you first. Yeah, sorry.
Every time you ask us Cambridge, and I still don't know how many fit in that stadium or what their average attendance is. Right, they're doing well. Beat Leighton Orient, stealing the pennies from a dead man's eyes at this stage. Poor old Leighton Orient. I will go 6,400.
There was a laugh from Morehouse there.
Twist the knife, 6,399.
4,681. Once again, once again, Glenn Denning has been done by Morehouse's utter filth as he queues for his tickets. I bet you hope he doesn't get them. I hope they just close the door as you get
them in.
Okay, well, this is just a consolation game, but you know, it's all good. It's good for confidence for next week.
Don't patronise me.
Okay, into the Premier League. West Ham 1, Swansea 0. But how many were at the London Stadium to watch it? Justin?
42,000.
Say 42?
Yeah.
I've got to go 41,000.
56,973, a 4-1. Hang your head in shame, Barry.
Oh,
Justin, sorry.
It's getting too easy. Are you going to take pity on him? I mean, Barry looks like Vincent Janssen right now.
I did today. I took it really easy.
It went easy, yeah. You didn't fire at him, did you? Oh, well, no. Poor old Barry. Oh, well, listen. I've asked you if you're looking forward to the game. Give us a score prediction for your Sunderland United game. Are you going for your 5-1?
No, I'm going to go for a sneaky 2-1 away win.
A 2-1 away win. Are you going to be in the Champions League next year, Justin?
We are. We win the Europa League. That's the only way.
Yeah.
He's going to be in the Champions League of guess the attendance.
Oh, absolutely. when we take this to Europe, you and I, Justin, will conquer the world. We'll have to find a new man to step in for Barry.
Well, back you on, can well, take Barry, on sidekicks at foreign radio stations.
Justin, have a great day.
All right, see you soon. Take
Lovely
care.
To talk to you. Thank you. He did beat you. He annihilated you. And I don't think he was really concentrating at all.
Yeah, I you know. It's just it's the queuing men. Swatted me aside.
Multitasking, not for
Morehouse.
At least
people know I'm not cheating. Can they say the same thing about Morehouse?
You're absolutely right.
They were the best bits. Have a lovely day. Cheers, Barry.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, guys. Thanks. Cheers. Bye.